This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Fund, Commonwealth Building Supplies, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ron's Electric Motors, and Struckum Pest Control.
In Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. He's with us today. We're broadcasting live from Burger King on Tawny Williams Darling Highway. I would say Harrell Road, but the police have told me many times that Harrell Road no longer exists, just Tawny Williams Darling Highway. So we're on Tawny Williams Darling Highway, Burger King location. Burger King has some fantastic promotions going on, and we're here to talk about that today. Joining me at the top of the show throughout the show too. Joining me at the top of the show, we got Mark Carter from Carter Marketing. Always great to have you. And we got Aldira Backford, who's with Burger King. All right. So it's the holidays promotion with Burger King Nassau and BYD Easy Car Sales Limited. All right. Tell us about the promotion, Mark, Aldira, whoever wants to jump in first. And what are you offering? What do you do to qualify?
All right. So for the month of December, persons have until December 27th. We have our Ride Into the Holidays promotion at all of our Burger King locations, where consumers can come in to their combo to a deluxe or king, or purchase a family deal in order to enter to win a 2022 BYD Han EV, all-electric sedan.
A BYD EV all-electric sedan.
Yes.
Now, I'm told that's the top of the line.
Top of the line.
Right. That's like the granddaddy. So tell us, Mark, about the promotion. And then we're going to talk with Easy Car Sales, learn more about the car.
So, one, you could fit a family of four and they can
stay. Wow.
And it is a $75,000 vehicle that Burger King has given away for the cost of a upgrade of your combo. Everyone loves Burger King. We know the flame grill goodness of Burger King and all the Whopper is burger you can buy quick and fast, and so we all know that great fries, great drinks. And what we're encouraging people to do to get into this promotion is just upgrade. Just go to your deluxe or large version and you get an entry. If you get a large combo or the king's feast, you can actually get a double entry into it. And if you buy the family deal, which feeds, you actually get three tickets into the promotion. So Burger King's trying to make it easy to you. We want someone to ride into the holidays in style in this hand sedan from Easy Car Sales. They're going to benefit from this for years to come because there's no gas.
Right.
So they could come to any of the Burger King locations they want.
And they could do it.
And enjoy it for little to no gas.
All right. I'm going to go through some of the rules there. And this is good. I'm going to participate. Things usually my kids... junk food day.
Kids, right? Just the kids.
Right,
I gotcha.
I don't order a cheeseburger or anything like that.
All right. Wink, wink.
Right, so, okay, so right into the holidays promotion, Burger King Nassau and BYD Easy Car Sales Limited official rules. You can enter by upgrading any breakfast or lunch combo to a medium or large at any Burger King. Upgrade to a medium combo, you're going to get one ticket submission. If you upgrade to a large combo, a King's Feast, or a mix and match, you're going to get two ticket submissions. And if you do a family deal, you're going to get three tickets. This is going on now. And you got to complete all the required information on the receipt, name, telephone contact, email, and skill question We'll get to that in a moment.
Very easy.
Yes. You don't have to Google it. I swear to
you. I'm just going
to
ask you a skill question.
Just ask a team member if you don't get it.
Okay. Then you got to complete the receipt and put it into the designated Ride Into the Holidays promotion box at any Burger King location. You can't tamper with any tamper. Disqualified. Now, let's talk about the rules and regulations. There's going to be a grand prize of a BYD 2022 Han EV Lux, red with red interior, plush. That's plush, red with red interior. Yeah, that's nice. BYD L2. I'm picturing it in my head right now. I'm getting lost in the image.
Show him the picture.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And, Ron, before you go into those details, we just want to say that we are requiring all the customers who do enter, once they fill out their information on their receipt, right, that they bring it in and put it in the box themselves. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, people have claimed that we haven't put it in the box. Okay. This way, they can't blame us if they don't win.
You put it in the box.
And you can enter as many times as you like.
Excellent.
Okay? So there
That's
you go.
Fantastic. Okay, so this is, he's showing me the spec sheet here. This is beautiful. I test drove a BYD and one, it's amazing because you can't tell that the car is actually on because there's no engine, no combustion engine. And two, it's incredibly fast and accelerates very car sales. Tell us about the BYD Han.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much. So the BYD Han, it is a beautiful, beautiful car. As you can see, one, the color matter. It is right in time for Christmas.
Christmas red. I don't want to get back in my car looking at
it. It's right in time for Christmas. The acceleration on this vehicle, it's a sports luxury, goes from 0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds.
Wow.
Effortless.
<That's crazy.
laughs> Yes. Des has an eco mode that would allow you to reserve your power output. But the sport mode is lots of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, and so we got Easy Car Sales is going to offer a charger with this too. So BYD L2 7 kilowatt charger. Tell us about that, if you could, Miko. What does that mean in terms of how much power you're using to charge it up?
So the Han has a mile range charge of 349 miles of range.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw 20 times.
Right. And so that's going to cost roughly around $20 to $22 for a full charge on that vehicle.
Wow, excellent. Yeah. And so Easy Car Sales is also going to offer the charger installation. Grand prize winner may not substitute a transfer prize. Grand prize winner is responsible for services, including insurance, of course. Contest begins November 1. So this has been going on since the beginning of the month.
Absolutely.
It ends on December 27th at 11 p.m. Grand prize winner will be selected in a random drawing of all eligible entries to be held during a live remote between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. on December 28th. Grand prize winner is going to be contacted by Burger King Nassau, and you don't have to be present for the drawing. Yeah, promotions and open to... Go ahead.
And the drawing is going to be right here at Howard Road / Tomique Darling Highway, just in case anyone gets confused. And we encourage people to come, but you know, you don't have to be here to win, right? We're going to pull it. We're going to have a big, big, big classic raffle drawing.
Right.
We know all about them in the Bahamas.
Right.
And we hope someone's would be here, but if they're not, we'll celebrate for them.
Right, no doubt. Right.
And I tell you what, you want this car. It is just incredible. And like I say, it can literally sleep a family of four. Man, it is so nice. And you can get it all for the cost of a Burger King deluxe or large combo.
Yeah,
right?
That's a fantastic.
That's the cheapest $75,000 vehicle you'll ever buy in your life. And it's only at Burger King Nassau.
Yeah, this is outstanding. I got someone sold me their kids raffle from their school a few weeks ago. And like two cases of Vitamalt was like the prize, you know.
Congratulations.
I didn't win. Which is the sad part. I would have taken the Vitamalt. But this is outstanding. This is just an amazing opportunity, and all you got to do is upgrade your meal. It's outstanding. All right, and so it's going on from now until December 27th, 11 p.m., and you can enter as many times as you want. If you upgrade to a medium, you get one ticket. Upgrade to a large, you get two tickets. Upgrade to the family deal, and you get three ticket submissions. So fantastic deal. We're going to be talking more about this during the show. Tell us about some of the offerings that Burger King has. You know, what I like about Burger King is they always got something new going on. They always have some change in the menu, some new value deal going on. So tell us about what's going on now.
All right, so we have currently, we have our King's Feast, where persons are able to get our bacon and cheese Whopper and also the OCS Club. They can also get that as a King's Feast, and that would include the combo itself and as a dessert for $14. And like I said, with this promotion, you can even come and get a King's Feast. You come and get a King's Feast, you're able to enter to get two submissions into this promotion.
Absolutely. It looks like a fantastic, fantastic deal. Okay, excellent. So we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some current events. And we'll be speaking more with Mark throughout the show, as well as Althira, and also Miko. All right? So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
The secret is out. Thursdays have gone TCL at Alive. Thursday, November 17th and November 24th, you can save big on select TCL devices. Shop early for the holidays and get the best deals on devices starting as low as $19. Alive has doorbuster specials, TCL savings, and more. So stop, drop, and run to your nearest Alive location closest to you. We are Alive. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. We are broadcasting live today from Burger King on Tunique Williams Darling Highway / Harrell Road. And we're talking about the promotion that's going on. And so that's happening now. You can come in. We see people are coming and getting their lunch now. They want to go ahead and upgrade to medium or large. You want to get a King's Feast, or you can get the family deal. Get three submissions to win this really, really slick-looking Han EV. It's a BYD Han EV. Really, really, really impressive. Everybody's going to think you're a baller when they see you driving around in your new flashy sedan. Meantime, we got a number of things going on with current affairs. The FTX thing is still occurring, and there's some developments. Today in Delaware, there's a hearing to decide if the proceedings in New York for the Chapter 15 filed by FTX Digital Markets in the Bahamas should be transferred over to FTX, the hearing for the proceedings for FTX in Delaware with the Chapter 11. And so that's in process, and we're going to keep you informed on that. Meantime, the Securities Commission of the Bahamas has sent out a release updating us on what is occurring. Now, there's some information that I'm getting from my sources that I'm not going to get into today, but gives a bit of background on what's actually going on. I think part of the issue is, I do want better communication from the Securities Commission, but part of the issue is the Securities Commission can only say certain things as they develop in the courts, and that's not ideal. It's kind of the way they're structured and set up, and it's not uncommon around the world, really, but we're getting hammered out here reputationally, and it's important that we understand what is going on. So I do understand more clearly some things that have occurred over the past couple of weeks. This just started really snowballing on November 10th when FTX Digital Markets here in the Bahamas was taken into liquidation, winding up proceedings, and we're going to have to piece together what we can. International media is all over it. They're grabbing it in any angle they can. Quite a bit of the reporting I've seen from non-accredited sources is pretty useless and uninformed. So we're going to try to keep everybody on the same page. So this is a Securities Commission that sends out 11 o'clock last night. Don't know why they do this. Don't know. Everyone says, I'm going to go home, have dinner, have a quick nap, have a nightcap, watch some Netflix, and then I'm going to put out the Securities Commission statement after all the media deadlines have passed. But, you know, it is what it is. So this is Securities Commission of the Bahamas secures court order for right of indemnity and reimbursement. Okay, so indemnity is just legal protection, okay? So they want to indemnify themselves so that they can be shielded from any legal recourse that FTX would incur or attract, all right? So you have to, the Supreme Court gives them a right to indemnity. So Nassau, Bahamas, Monday, 21 November, 2022. On the 21st of November, 2022, the Securities Commission of the Bahamas obtained an order from the Supreme Court of the Bahamas to secure a right of indemnity and right to be reimbursed for expenses reasonably incurred by the commission in connection with regulatory action taken to safeguard the digital assets of FTX Markets Limited. So let's take a pause. Actually, let's finish this and then I'll explain some things to you. So it goes on to say, as previously reported on the 12th of November, 2022, under the authority by an order by the Supreme Court of the Bahamas, the commission determined urgent action to safeguard the digital assets of FTM for the benefit of its customers and creditors was needed, and directed the transfer of certain digital assets to a digital wallet controlled by the commission. The order secured today confirms the commission is entitled to be indemnified under the law, and FTM shall ultimately bear the cost the commission incurs in safeguarding those assets for the benefit of FTM's customers and creditors in a manner similar to other normal costs of administering FTM's assets for the benefit of its customers and creditors. No payments, however, may be made to the commission without prior approval of the Supreme Court. It says the commission will continue to evaluate the situation and in cooperation with the court-supervised joint provisional liquidators of FTM and with other supervisory authorities globally, take such actions as needed to preserve the assets of FDM and to safeguard the interests of the customers and creditors of FDM. The commission is continuing to investigate the facts and circumstances regarding FTX's liquidity crisis and its impact on the operations of FDM, a registered entity. The commission will hold accountable any companies or individuals found responsible for the violation of any laws administered by the commission. Okay, so let me explain what it is that they're talking about. And I'm going to reference an article that clearly explains some behind-the-scenes stuff. And I've made my inquiries, and what I understand is that this article is pretty much on the money as to what occurred. So let me get the article and explain to you what's occurred so that you understand what the Securities Commission is talking about. So essentially, on about the 12th of November, so on the 10th of November, FTX was taken into, FTX Digital Markets Limited, which is registered in the Bahamas, was taken into provisional liquidation, okay? Then on the 11th of November, Sam Bankman-Fried stepped down as FTX CEO, and John J. Ray III was put in place, and FTX maintained that it had control, the Securities Commission maintained that it had control of FTX's assets. Now, we had a situation on that same weekend where someone went in and hacked FTX and transferred $400 million of FTX's crypto assets through some sort of back door. Now, the thing about crypto is you can track when these things are moving online. The Securities Commission then directed Sam Bankman-Fried to transfer about $400 million more to the control of regulators in the Bahamas. Now, here's the thing. What the Securities Commission did, as far as we could tell, has not been done before. And they moved that to an encrypted account that only the Securities Commission has control over, not Sam Bankman-Fried, not anyone. They had to go to a tech company in the United States to make that possible. It was an emergency situation, and the tech company did it. And they didn't know they could do it. Usually it takes weeks to do it. The tech company did it in a couple of hours. And the Securities Commission of the Bahamas has no idea what that is going to cost. Therefore, the Securities Commission is coming out of pocket to pay that tech company for what it did to transfer these assets to the control of the Securities Commission. Now, that wouldn't fall under the normal. And this is the thing with the DARE Act and with all this cryptocurrency. We have a playbook, but really all the rules have yet to be written because we don't know how every scenario will play out. So what the Securities Commission has done is gained an order from the Supreme Court saying that they're indemnified, legally protected, having taken that action, and they have a right to be reimbursed for the expense that they have incurred to make sure that those assets were secure. So when you see the filing by John J. Ray saying that the governor of the Bahamas directed Sam Bankman-Fried to move FTX assets under their control, that is true. All right. And FTX is saying they did it to protect the other $400 million that was sitting there from any sort of hackers. The problem with cryptocurrency is it's not on a regulated system like the world banking system. The world banking system is called SWIFT. And SWIFT has almost complete electronic control of everything that goes on. So SWIFT can freeze accounts around the world in an instant, and then SWIFT has control of it, and you're not going to get back access to those accounts. With crypto, the whole point of it is deregulation, decentralization, and so there's not one system that's monitoring the whole thing. They're in different jurisdictions, and money's moving around the world, and yes, you can track it, but as far as regulating it, it's really, really, really difficult. The United States, the Futures Trading Commission, they don't have regulation over it. The SEC doesn't regulate hedge funds like Alameda. The Bahamas is one of very few jurisdictions that has any sort of regulation in place to deal with this. Canada does. You do it in China, you go to jail. Hong Kong, you go to prison. Singapore has very tight restriction on it. Australia has some as well. But the Bahamas, really, in the region, is top in class of regulation of cryptocurrency, even though a lot of people have criticized it. But by virtue of the fact that we have the DARE Act allows us to go in and take the assets under control to protect them for consumers. And it also allowed them to, as far as I can tell legally, to move these assets into their own possession. So not only does the Securities Commission of the Bahamas have what's believed to be over $400 million in crypto assets, could be more, in their possession at this time, and different cryptocurrency assets that are still worth some stuff, not just FTT. The Securities Commission of the Bahamas also has in control of about $49 million in cash that FTX had in two Bahamian banks, or two Bahamian bank accounts. I believe it's the same bank. We're not going to call the bank's name at this time, although there has been some reporting on it. But basically, the court has allowed FTX to recoup their money, because what they've done, they don't even know, though they didn't know when they did it, what it would cost. They just asked if it could be done, and it was done, and now they're going to have to pay the bill, whatever that is. All right. So this is a article that explains it. And when we heard the declaration for an emergency protection of assets in the Chapter 11 in Delaware, they made some very serious claims against the government of the Bahamas. So they're saying the Bahamas government is responsible for directing unauthorized access to debtor systems for the purpose of obtaining digital assets of the debtors that took place after the commencement of these cases. So what John J. Ray, the new CEO of FTX, is saying is that the Bahamas government directed Sam Bankman-Fried to take possession of assets that should have already been protected by the Chapter 11 filing in the Delaware court. The problem with that is FTX Digital Markets Limited, which is domiciled in the Bahamas, registered in the Bahamas, is not part of the Chapter 11 proceedings. Not yet, and not at the time that John J. Ray complained about it, and not at the time that the assets were moved. He's saying that that violates the order of the court, and they're saying that they want to seek some penalty to the government of the Bahamas for doing that. Now, they're saying the Bahamian government. So did Brave Davis go, hey, go get FTX's assets. We want you to go secure $400 million in Ethereum or stable coins or whatever. No, but that's how it sounds. The Securities Commission of the Bahamas operates as an extension of the government of the Bahamas as a regulatory agency. It is an independent, a quasi-independent agency, in that it operates under a set of rules that have been established in law in the Bahamas. It does not have direct control, like cabinet doesn't directly control the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. But the Securities Commission of the Bahamas only exists because of what we have in law. They're only allowed to deal with FTX and other cryptocurrency companies because of the DARE Act. At the end of the day, it's all going to boil down to the government of the Bahamas, because without the government of the Bahamas, the Securities Commission of the Bahamas does not exist, does not operate, cannot do what it does, and serve as a regulatory agency. So it's a mischaracterization to say the government of the Bahamas, if you understand the nuance of it, that the Securities Commission didn't have to go ask permission from the government to do what it did, because what's been done is already established in law by the parliament and the government of the Bahamas. So it's not like Brett Davis and Michael Alkitas are sitting around going, do this, do that, move this, move that. The regulator has the capacity to do what it needs to do, as it has done in numerous instances before with regular banks. This is new territory we're charting here. But that's what this is about. The Securities Commission wants protection from the court, that what it's going to have to spend to protect these digital assets in its own wallet that is now encrypted, that nobody else has access to but the Securities Commission. For the love of Jesus, make sure that if you got thumb drive access, that you're putting that in a safe deposit box, and the person whose fingerprint is on it is in town the whole time. Securities Commission also will have to be reimbursed for the attorneys that it has engaged, which would be Brian Sims, which would be Lennox Patton. They also have Price Waters Cooper House, an attorney from Hong Kong, and another one here, as far as I'm aware. and they're going to pay dearly for that. If you have some idea of the kind of money we're talking about, I believe the new CEO of FTX, John J. Ray, he's an attorney functioning in the capacity of CEO. He's getting $1,500 an hour for his work in making sure that this is all sorted through the bankruptcy. And he's one lawyer of an army of them that are going to be dealing with this. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more Burger King. We're going to talk more with Carter Marketing. And we're going to talk more with Easy Car Sales. Stay tuned.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with the King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. The place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're broadcasting today. Beautiful sunny day. Live from Burger King on Tony Williams Darling Highway / Harrell Road. We're talking about the Ride Into the Holidays promotion. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed. I'm not easily impressed. This car is amazing. And this promotion is a great opportunity to really get a car that I wouldn't. 75 is, you know, out of my range. I ain't there yet. Maybe Mark.
You ain't the only one. You ain't the only one.
Someday, you know. All right, so it's the Ride Into the Holidays promotion. Burger King Nassau and BYD Easy Car Sales Limited. If you come to Burger King, you get any breakfast or lunch combo, you're just going to upgrade to a medium or a large. You can get a King's Feast or a family deal, and the more you upgrade, the more submissions you get, the more entry submissions you get. So upgrading to a medium, you get one ticket submission. Upgrade to a large, a king's feast, or a mix and match, you get two ticket submissions. And if you get the family deal, you get three ticket submissions. We're here with Aldira Backford from Burger King. Why don't you tell us more about exactly how the promotion works?
Well, like you said, Juan, you can come into any of our Burger King locations. We're encouraging consumers to come into the location to purchase their favorite combo and just upgrade. I think this promotion definitely gives consumers the best gift that they can give themselves, just through a price range of maybe $9 to $12 for a car like this, all electric sedan. So we're very excited. If consumers come in, you purchase a medium combo, which is our deluxe combo, you can receive one ticket submission. You come in to get a king combo, which is our large combo, you receive two ticket submissions. And our family deal, which gives you triple the chance to win, you get three ticket submissions. And it's just easy as that.
Right. Now, I want to say this, and
he's looking at your setup over here.
My memory's a little dodgy sometimes, right? Did all this just happen? They got a huge play area.
Just for you, Juan. Just for you, man.
They got a massive, like, play area here at Burger King. Had I only known, I could have shut my kids up so many times and just come in here and order them some Burger King. Good Lord have mercy. Tell us about this. What is this, open all the time, or is this just a birthday party? I see all the balloons.
Well, we've had the playroom for many years, Juan.
Really?
Yes, we have. But just due to COVID, we have it closed currently.
Okay.
But as soon as we have everything prepared with regulations, we're going to have it opened again to our customers and their kids.
That's amazing.
Including you and your kids.
Absolutely. And so you can do birthday parties?
Yes, and you'll be able to have birthday parties as well, yes.
I like the concept of having birthday parties other than my house. You know what I mean?
So clean
I don't have to
easy.
Do nothing but pay, and I just go.
Clean
I
don't up clean, is so you know, easy. Gotta,
right? You know? All right. And so what I want is for Miko to come tell us about this sedan. Miko, give me your sales pitch. Tell us why this is so special. I mean, it's beautiful looking, no doubt. But tell us about all the bells and whistles.
Thank you, Juan. So, yes, the Han EV 2022. It's a beautiful car, as I've said before. The Emperor Red on this that we have for the giveaway is beautiful. It also is an all-wheel drive sedan. It is a sports luxury sedan, by the way. So you have all of the power that you'd find in a sports luxury sedan. You also have leather interior, beautiful soft leather interior. To enjoy. You also have all of the safety features that you would love as you take off in this beautiful sedan. So it has the safety features to also keep you nice and safe. Like I mentioned before on the other remote, the seat belts hug you as you sit into this beautiful car because it is a sports sedan. It's adaptive. It has adaptive cruise control. It has all, like I say, all of the safety features that you would love to have in this vehicle.
Excellent. All right. And it's got a beautiful setup. It's got a beautiful interior. This looks like leather. Is that leather?
Yes.
Then we got red leather. My Lord. All right. It's got all the, it's got a huge screen in it. It's got a display. It's got just a whole lot of excellent features. I'm looking at some of the sound. You don't need to upgrade the speaker system. It looks great. It's really, really nice, all right? It's got beautiful rims and everything. So you have a chance to win this. The promotion is going on. Mark, it started November 1?
November 1st, so it's been going on for a few weeks now, and it ends on December 27th. You have plenty of time. But what I say is the more chances you enter, the more chances you have to win. And you can come here at any time. We were talking about the breakfast combos. We've got the croissant sandwich, which is the best breakfast sandwich around.
Right.
Come here, get your breakfast, get a medium coffee, because most of us need at least a medium coffee to start the day, right? Right? And get in, and boom, you've got an entry in, right? So it's very, very easy, very convenient. Come for breakfast. It's a great way to start your day. Or, of course, you can come and get the flame grill goodness of a Burger King Whopper, which is truly the best. Yeah. And most flavorful. And for those people on a diet, we do have options of our of our plant-based that you can get a Whopper plant-based style.
My wife vouches for that one,
which is absolutely fantastic. Right. You should try it. It really tastes good, and it's hard. You're hard pressed to taste the difference. They've also got the Morningstar True Vegetarian one available as well. So we've got lots of options. Of course, chicken. We couldn't be Bahamian without chicken.
Right, chicken sandwich. Right? In another lifetime, I used to take full advantage of the Whopper for breakfast.
Oh yeah,
at Burger King. So. If you're, listen, I know you want to feel bad. If it's 8 o'clock in the morning, you feel like a burger. It's just 8 o'clock in the morning, you feel like a burger. Go ahead and do what you got to do. And I love that about Burger King, that you can go and get a burger 8 o'clock.
Not only that, just didn't sleep. Not only that one, you will be full for the whole day.
Right.
When you have, and they have a breakfast Whopper as well, and a lot of great options
right,
here.
Yes.
Breakfast, as long as you make that, as long as you upgrade that combo, you can get in and maybe have a chance to win a $75,000 car.
Absolutely. All right, so the contest is going on until December 27th, 11 p.m. You can enter at any Burger King Nassau. You got until December 27th. Make sure you fill everything out. You got to be 18 years or older. And you don't have to be here for the drawing, but you got to have some sort of ID to collect your prize. And it is one hell of a prize. This is just an amazing looking vehicle.
And I think you can go to Easy Car Sales and actually get demo rides, right?
Yes. So, yes, you can call 461-0100, and you can book a test drive, as well as you can check out our website. It's www.easy242.com, and you can sign up. You can view the Han, all of the specs right on the website, and you could also book a test drive from the website as well.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so make sure you come on out to Burger King. Get yourself straightened out. And you can win a beautiful BYD Han EV. It's really, really attractive looking. Now, we got other things going on at the FTX, too. I'm not going to get into this before the break, but we also see Moody's is now weighing in. And this is kind of what I was explaining was going to happen. The whole world's going to be looking at this and trying to determine what exactly occurred and how we can prevent this and make sure that this is a more secure sort of venture in the future. Not only will I tell you what's going on with Moody's, I'm also going to explain to you what's going on with the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the G20 countries. We're not a part of the G20, we never will be, but they are going to set out the rules that we're going to have to abide by. And there's the crypto asset regulatory framework rules that are coming out, and they probably won't be implemented for a couple of years, but they'll probably be fast-tracked because of this. And we're going to explain to you what that may mean for the Bahamas as well in terms of OECD lists being blacklisted XYZ. And I think if we're going to try to maintain that we're leaders in this space, we're going to have to make sure that we're getting up to speed on the best preparation possible and making sure that we're ahead of the curve. We also have the Prime Minister who has said some things about FTX yesterday, and we can get into that as well. Essentially, the Prime Minister saying that the Progressive Liberal Party didn't receive any money from FTX. He has no digital wallet. He doesn't know who has a digital wallet. And he thinks that the country's reputation will be enhanced coming out of this. I got a try to figure out his thinking behind that. Right now, we're getting hammered around the world, or even hammered, maybe a strong term. I feel like it's a hammering, but we're certainly being very closely scrutinized because we really were one of the first people to do this, and we're trying to maintain that we are a safe jurisdiction that has best-in-class legislation, and that this is a good space to do business in terms of cryptocurrency, in terms of all these digital assets, and indeed in terms of just financial services in general. All right, so we're going to talk about that. On the other side, let's go to news. Then we're going to be talking more with Burger King, and we're going to be speaking more with Carter Marketing and BYD. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I see we got a couple of your texts. We're going to get to those in a minute. But first, I want to go through what's going on with Burger King and Easy Car Sales. You're not going to have another opportunity like this. Well, at least until Burger King feels frisky next Christmas. But you're not going to have another opportunity like this anytime soon to win a $75,000 BYD Han EV with all the specifications and configurations, all the bells and whistles, top of the line sedan, electric vehicle, and you get a charger installed as well. And I'll tell you how you can enter to win. All right, all you gotta do is come to Burger King, order yourself a breakfast or lunch combo, and then upgrade. If you order the medium, you get one ticket submission. You offer the large, the King's Feast with a mix and match, you get two ticket submissions. If you get the family deal, you're going to get three ticket submissions. This is going on until December 27th, 11 p.m. at all Burger King locations. You fill out the form, you put it back in the box on the 27th. We'll know what's happening. Tell us, Eldira, what prompted Burger King to do this kind of promotion?
Well, what prompted us to do this type of promotion is that I feel as if I could, and I can speak for myself, I think every time the year, a new year rolls around, I want a new vehicle.
Wow.
But definitely, I think what prompted this is that, you know, for our consumers, we wanted to start the holidays early this year for them. You know, after COVID, it definitely put a little damper in consumers' spirits. And we just wanted to brighten that up for the year that's coming. And I feel as if this sexy sedan does that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful car. And it's top of the line. It's excellent. Mark, tell us about how long you guys been working with Burger King and some of the stuff that you've done with them.
As long as I've been eating Burger King, I've been working with them, okay? They're one of my favorite clients. I can absolutely say it. I am a proud customer. I come, and even when they don't pay me to come, because I love the flame-grilled Whopper. It's absolutely my favorite go-to sandwich, right? And yes, you know, you don't have to get everything on it, but you know what? As a good quick meal, especially when the wife or partner is making salad for dinner, and you want to make sure you're not starving at 10 o'clock at night, you come in at 4:30 on the way home, you slide in, you get a little Whopper, slide out, and then you tell her that salad was marvelous. I was full. I'm full.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Now, I wish I could get the vehicle as well, because all you have to do is upgrade.
Right.
Jeez, man. I wish this would have happened years ago.
Right. But, well, I can tell you, my wife has been listening, and she says she's going to enter. So,
yay.
Yeah. She does the, what's it? Plant-based Whopper, yeah.
It is fantastic. And just to let her know, the skill question, I'll give them a hint. They don't have to Google anything. Flame, okay? Flame, that's just a hint.
Right.
Take it where you want,
okay.
But you've got to fill it out, because if we pull out the receipt and it's not on it, you're not going to get the car.
Right.
And we don't want to see that happen to anyone, so... Flame, people. Just put flame on it, and it's that easy.
All right. That's the hit. All right. Good. We got it. All right. Excellent. Okay. So let's dig back into what's going on in the country. And I see we're going to talk not today, but tomorrow. We're going to talk what has come out of COP27, which I think is significant, but also instructive as to how we move forward. And we're also going to be talking about the BPL thing. I see you guys sending me some stuff on BPL. I'll be happy to answer these texts now, but I want to assess the entire BPL thing because I don't mean to blow my own horn, but I did call this entire situation, all of it from the very beginning. People were angry with me. Anton flipped out on me. But just how this is all played out, I call this from the beginning. This says, what's the hint for Burger King? Hint for Burger King is flame. He said flame is the hint. It says, when will we stop operating a dog and pony show? The PM says he don't know nothing about a BPL hedge. Then it turns out somebody in finance rejected a cabinet paper and didn't have the good graces to inform the PM or cabinet. Then the PM says we did everything perfectly on FTX. Then CoinDesk says big red flags missed. Chris Addy says the Securities Commission don't have enough people, and Moody sends out an entire report on all the things that need to change. Mind-boggling. All right, so let me do with the BPL part. Again, quickly the BPL part, and I'm going to get into it in more fullness before the end of the week, hopefully tomorrow. But I explained patiently and carefully over numerous shows what occurred with BPL, which is that in September of 2021, the old board was still in place, the new administration came in. The procedure is BPL prepares the white paper for the hedge that it wants to execute. Because it is done in conjunction with the Inter-American Development Bank and the Ministry of Finance, it is something that the Ministry of Finance and ultimately Cabinet must approve due to the size of the transaction. The board of BPL, the management of BPL, prepares a white paper that goes to the financial secretary and the Ministry of Finance. The financial secretary gives his approval, checks everything. The white paper is given to the Minister of Finance or the Minister of State for Finance to take to cabinet, for cabinet to approve it, and then the hedge is executed. Cabinet was rubber stamping these things. It worked perfectly for over a year. And when the new administration came in, it was stopped at the Ministry of Finance. Now, I don't know why everyone's dancing around what occurred. The hedge, that part of the hedge was not carried out as the previous board had asked. The Minister of Works was briefed on how the hedge system works. It is not on him to approve it. It's on the Ministry of Finance and ultimately Cabinet to approve it, but he was briefed on how it worked. The Minister of Finance, who's the Prime Minister, says it didn't come before him. Fair enough. It might not have come before him, but it certainly came to the Ministry of Finance, and that is the point at which it just died. Okay? So that was the first critical error. Because that didn't occur, BPL wanted to then raise the fuel charge, which was previously locked in at 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour. They wanted to raise the fuel charge to 13.7 cents. There was, at that point, direct intervention by the Prime Minister to have them not do that, and the Minister of Works. They were all aware of what was going on at that point for certain. That's on the record. There was direct intervention for them not to do that. The Minister of Works said he had him rescind the press release Whitney Hastie sent out, saying that as of March 1, the fuel charge was going to go to 13.7 cents. And then the Prime Minister sent out a message to the nation because he was at a climate conference saying that Bahamians can't bear that right now and he doesn't want to put that on the Bahamian people, and they're going to look at innovative, if I'm paraphrasing the word, innovative ways to see how they could avoid the fuel charge going up. Now, what has happened is that the fuel charge has not only gone up, but it's going to continue to escalate over the next year. Well, it's going to escalate until August of 2023, and we're not sure what's going to happen then. They consider that it may come down at that point. So let's just go through very quickly, and I didn't want to do this right now, but while I'm talking about it, I want to explain it in its fullness, right? So let's examine what has occurred. So if you got your October bill, like I got mine, then you would see that not only has the fuel charge increased from 10.5 cents per kilowatt hour to 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour for all those who use under 800 kilowatts per hour. But if you use over 800 kilowatts an hour, you're going to pay 14.8 cents per kilowatt hour on everything over 800. Okay? So I don't mind telling you that my bill went from about three-something to just over $500 this month. Okay? So it's a notable, tangible difference, and it's only going to get higher. So here's how this works. If you okay, so I have two BPL accounts, one at my parents' house and one at my house. My parents' house never, ever, ever uses over 800 kilowatts per hour, and therefore it's attracted a 12.5 cents per kilowatt hour fuel charge. It's never exceeded $300 since it's been in my name, so it doesn't attract VAT. And the VAT ceiling has now been raised to $400 before it attracts VAT, all right? The VAT at 10%. So I'll give you some of my math here. Not only is my bill over $400, and so it attracts VAT on the entirety of the bill, but I used over 800 kilowatts per hour, and I'm being charged on everything under 800 kilowatts, and I'm being charged on everything over 800 kilowatts per hour. So my fuel charge has far exceeded what the actual rate is on the bill. All right, or actually, it's exceeded it, and that often happens. And if we're talking numbers, my fuel charge is on just the fuel charge. My fuel usage is about 220. The fuel charge is 230. And because it's 230, it puts me over the VAT threshold. So the VAT threshold is 400. My subtotal, and I don't mind telling you, because I'm the only one who's gonna have to go pay it, is 455.10. And because it's over $400, it's gonna attract VAT on the entirety of it. I would have loved for it only to, in my mind, how it should work is that if the VAT threshold is $400, then I should only be paying VAT on everything over $400. So in my head, I was thinking, okay, and I know it didn't work this way, and I was kind of naive, but I thought that it would since they changed this thing. It's tiered now. In my head, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pay VAT on $55.10. Not the case. I'm paying VAT on the entirety of the bill because I exceeded the VAT threshold. So BPL's collecting more money in the fuel charge. The government of the Bahamas is collecting more VAT by virtue of the BPL bill. All right? So that's where we are because this has occurred. So we had two opportunities to try to make sure that it didn't get to this point. And I'll be honest with you, I did the math, and if it were at 13.7 cents for the whole thing, which is how I understood it was going to work, then it still would have been pretty high, and I could do the quick math for you now. So I'm looking at a total of, let me see, and times, hold on. I'll do this math for you. Tell me what my bill would have been so that you understand it a bit better. Okay. So as it stands, if they had raised the fuel charge to 13.7 cents on the entire bill, not just the over the 800 kilowatt per hour, which they could have done, but that wasn't my understanding of what they were planning on doing, then I still would have paid $230. So we're looking at kind of the same. The issue with this is it's going to go up and up and up until the point at which I'm paying 14.8 cents is eventually going to become 27.6 cents, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. So let's just say I use the same amount of electricity over 800 kilowatts per hour, which is now attracting a rate of 14.8 cents. So we're looking at about $130. Let's go ahead and say this. And keep in mind, the fuel charge is going to be at the highest point when summer hits, so you're going to be using more fuel. Let's go ahead and do this. If I use the same amount, which I'm not, it's going to go higher because my daughter has a thing. She can't live without the AC after 9 a.m. in the morning. We're looking at, instead of $130, I'd be paying $242 on the same amount of electricity. So that's where we are. And then we'll be paying, I'll be paying the extra VAT as well. So in my mind, this was avoidable. And we could have locked it in at 13.7 cents, would have been more, but wouldn't have been going up to the point at which we're going to 27.6 cents. And therefore, this is on the current administration, and I know they don't want it to be on them, but it's on them, all right? It was direct intervention by the current administration that has led us to the system that we're looking at now. And can I wish it away? Can I believe and hope and pray that somehow it's going to change and I'm not going to have to pay the bill? No. But let me say this. If I'm paying the bill, at least let me have a clear understanding of why. Okay? And as much as I did not agree with a lot of the moves made by the Minnis administration, this was a good move to lock in that rate. Now, was it sustainable forever? I don't know. But according to Hasty, we could have locked it in until 2024 if we'd have done what we needed to do. And we didn't do what we needed to do, and so now the bills have gone up. And nobody's going to make me feel any better about it by trying to tell me that I don't understand what has occurred. So direct intervention by the government, as well as inaction on the part of the current administration before the direct intervention, is my understanding of why we are where we are. If someone has some information that could tell me I'm wrong about that, I'm more than happy to examine that information. But as it stands, nobody, not the financial secretary, not BPL CEO Siobhan Cambridge, not the current chairman of BPL, not the Minister of Works, not the Prime Minister, has explained to me how this could have been avoided by BPL. Wait a minute. I see something strange here. It looks like, this is weird. Let me shut up. This may be an error on my bill at my parents' house that apparently, let me shut up. I'm going to leave that alone. Everything's fine, BPL. I'm coming to pay the bill right soon, here shortly. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. All right? You're doing a bang-up job. I'm coming to pay the bill right this week. All right? So, keep on keeping on. Remember what they... I got to learn to shut my mouth because I think I'm doing it. I think I'm like, hey, everybody got their bill. It's public knowledge. And a few months ago, I think it was maybe sometime last year, late last year, BPL sent out bills and didn't put the VAT on. And instead of going to pay, it wouldn't have changed anything because they would have probably caught it eventually. Instead of me shutting my big mouth and just going paying my bill that no VAT was added on to, I talked about it and they went and added, they had to go like run back. Like one of my friends called me, Kirsten. Boy, he called it, one of his friends worked at BPL. He had to go in and update every single account. After I said that, you're like, well, he cursed you out. I'm like, me? I didn't make the error. I just pointed it out. And they added the VAT to all the bills, which they would have had to anyway, because they're going to come with the VAT, come rain or shine. But I'm going to shut up. Everything's fine, BPL. Everything's hunky-dory with my bills. You've done exactly what you said you would do. All right, so this says, PM Davis, a.k.a. Mr. Unaware, one, unaware of BAMSI's lack of insurance after its fire, two, unaware of BPL's recommended hedging strategy after spike in fuel prices. Perhaps he's unaware because he's everywhere but the Bahamas, stuck in my teeth. I think what the problem is, we're going to go to break right now. Here's my issue with it, right? If I'm prime minister, I'm not jumping in only to save the day, because when it comes time, the day in trouble, I got to jump back in. So when Sears was like, I told him to rescind that order, I can be like, bet. It was Alfred Sears who did it. Don't call my name. You think I was going to be away and record a message talking about, yeah, I stopped your BPL bill because they're going to be looking to you when the BPL bill got to go up. You see, I would have put that all on Sears. Sorry, Sears. I would have thrown you under the bus. I ain't appoint y'all to cabinet for me to do everything. I gotta come check this traffic lights and the potholes and I gotta do all that. I gotta make sure your phone working and your internet on. I don't have time for all that. I'm at COP27 with Bill Clinton and Emmanuel Macron and Kristalina Georgieva talking big things, getting carbon credits going. We gotta take a break. We're gonna be back shortly. We're at Burger King and we're gonna talk with Burger King about the promotion. We'll talk about some other things. Stay tuned.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, they're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
If you were exposed to COVID-19, have symptoms, or traveled recently, get tested so that you can have peace of mind about your status. Just visit one of our convenient locations on New Providence at the University of the Bahamas or Golden Gates Plaza, weekdays 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Eleuthera at the Three Island Dock, Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Exuma at the Regatta Park, weekdays, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Abaco at Maxwell Food Store, Mondays through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The COVID-19 test results will be ready in 15 minutes, and the tests are free.
This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Be alive and get rewarded. Introducing Alive Rewards for prepaid and postpaid in the My Alive app. With Alive Rewards, get cash back, monthly credits, and data when you pay, stay, refer, assist, and earn. For postpaid, get 2 gigabytes of bonus data when you pay for your bill 3 months in a row. For prepaid, get 5% cash back when you purchase in the My Alive app. For everyone, refer a friend and get $25 for you and $25 for your friend when they switch to Alive. Log on to BeAlive.com for more info and more ways to get rewarded. Alive Rewards. We are alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We are at Burger King on Tawny Williams Darling Highway / Harold Road. And we got a great promotion going on at Burger King. It's been going on since the 1st of November. I didn't know about it. Y'all should have called me before because I would have been doing this from the beginning of the month. Nobody told me. Like, we still got time. I'm going to do it now because I want this car. I won't lie to you. We got a contest going on at Burger King where you can win a BYD 2022 Han EV Lux from Easy Car Sales. It's red with red leather interior. You also get a 7-kilowatt charger with installation from Easy Car Sales. Now, if you have never ridden soft and you're kind of a note Swift type action, you don't understand what it is we're talking about here. We're talking about serious luxury soft riding. Now, if you have leather, you're going to probably have your children ride in the trunk. I'm kidding. Just protect. There's few sadder feelings in life than watching your leather interior car crack and be covered in ice cream and candy. And there's a sense of defeat that washes over you that maybe I wasn't meant for nice things. But anyway, if you can govern your children accordingly. Red with red leather interior. If you've ever ridden in a car with leather interior, you'll understand where I'm coming from. It is just such a beautiful experience and feeling. This is an electric car. You're not going to be having all that noise going on. You're going to have a smooth ride. You can actually hear what's going on outside your car if you have the windows down. There's not all that hum and shake and rattle of a combustion engine. You'll hardly know the car's on. Because it's not a combustion engine, it accelerates faster, it drives smoother, it is an incredible experience. The interior is kitted out. It's got, I believe, 18-inch rims. You'll not have car alarm problems like the person in front of me when you're trying to start your car. Yeah, give her your card there. Give her your card. I like it. Honda, I respect it. I respect it. All right, so in order to enter the contest, you're going to order a breakfast or lunch combo, any breakfast or lunch combo from Burger King, upgrade to a medium or large. This I can do what I want with this, right? I can get onion rings instead of fries and all this. Although, you guys have upgraded your fry situation recently, from what I can tell. When yes. My kids get it and I steal their fries. Because I'm that type of person.
You have to get your own one.
Right. No, I technically can't have it. So.
Okay.
So and get any breakfast or lunch combo, upgrade to a medium or large, or you get a family deal and you get submission. So medium combo, you get one ticket submission. Large combo, King's Feast, mix and match, you get two ticket submissions. Family deal, you get three ticket submissions. You fill out all the information, name, telephone contact, email. Answer a skill question. Mark said the hint is flame for the skill question. Put the receipt in the box, all right, at any Burger King Nassau location. It's a ride to the holidays promotion box. And you have until December 27th at 11 p.m. And the grand prize winner is going to be drawn the following day, December 28th. Eldira Backford is here with us. Explain to us some of the parameters for eligibility.
Well, it's very simple. To be eligible, you have to upgrade your breakfast or your lunch combo. We can't stress more for consumers to fill in the receipt properly. Mm-hmm. So you only have to insert your name, email address, a telephone contact, and also you fill in the skill question. We gave you the answer. It's flamed. So no one should have it empty. So I would say on December 28th, when we pull the receipt of the winner, We're going to ensure that flamed is filled in on the receipt. But it's very easy. You can come into any of our Burger King locations, upgrade your breakfast or lunch combo to a deluxe or king. And once you do that, you're eligible to enter to win this 2022 BYD Han.
Excellent. All right. And the King's Feast is good. My son likes to pretend he can eat an entire one of them. And likes to ask for it. So come on into Burger King. You can do it at any Burger King Nassau location. Just go ahead and upgrade and fill out the submission, and you're good to go. And you can enter as many times as you want. You got to be 18 years old or over, and you got to have some sort of valid government ID in order to collect the prize. You don't have to be here for the drawing, but this is going to make an entire difference in your life. If you win this electric vehicle, it's beautiful. No more filling up at the gas station for you. You just go ahead and charge your car. They got, I think he said it was a 320 or 360 mile lifetime for each charge. And so you'll be rolling around Nassau here for a good long time with that. All right. Let's get into some more of your texts. One, for the love of yourself and all of us who are now going to suffer because of this hedge fiasco, I pray that you don't let this story go until someone is punished severely. Well, I'm not in charge of the punishment part. You know, if the prime minister's gone, well, you know, was that the ministry? I didn't see it. We are where we are. Like, I can't change that about it, but I can seek to make sure that there's accountability. All right? We want to make sure that we understand the implications and the consequences of what it is that we do. And you know what? I'm not saying it would have went over well with me. I would have still been like, you know, come on. Didn't I say that this was what was going to happen? But if someone would have just come out and said, look, here's from A to B, X, Y, Z, here's what went down. There were errors that we made. We did not expect for this to happen. But I didn't get that sense. I got the sense that it was that, well, it's an unavoidable thing, and I don't know what you want me to do. It's where we are. Right? And I'm saying, from my analysis of it, and again, no one has presented me with information to prove me wrong on this, this was not something that had to happen. Even if, let's say, there's a technocrat of the Ministry of Finance who got the hedge request and go, you know what? I don't like it. And that happened. Should not have happened, but that happened, and no one told the Prime Minister about it, and no one explained it to the Minister of Works. And then we go, well, we got to increase it because we missed that part of it. And that's no fault of your own, you portend. Direct intervention. At that point, at the end of February, where you didn't let it go into effect in March, also played a role. And so I'd like it if they go, hey, we wanted to help the Bahamian people. We didn't expect that it would come to this, but this is where we are. If we don't do this, BPL is just going to collapse. And I don't doubt you when you tell me BPL is at the point of financial collapse. I know that. I've known that for quite some time. But I want there to be transparency and accountability. Does someone have to fall on their sword? Maybe. Although I do think that we run too quick to fired. All right. Jail in a small country like the Bahamas. Mind you, if you break the law, you break the law. I can't help you. But I don't think everything requires jail. Or requires that you get fired. Unless you're doing something crazy, like stealing or something like that. Then ain't nobody can help you with that. All right? But if someone had come out and got, we're going to be accountable for this, we're going to explain what happened step by step by step. The hedge thing, that wasn't us. Although, I don't know how you avoid accountability on that one. But the intervention at the end of February, that was us. We didn't expect this to happen. War in Ukraine happened. XYZ happened. Here's where we are. We didn't want this to be like this. We're going to try to ameliorate it as best we can and go from there. But that's not the sense that I got. Okay. Says, hello, Juan. Are you taking calls? It's very difficult to take calls because I'm hearing an echo out here, so I'm not going to take calls at the moment, but I will take calls tomorrow. I know I haven't been recently, but because I want to get through information. I want to get through this information before we get distracted with anything else. But we could try. Can we try to take the call, Wally, or what are we doing? I tell you what, put the call through, and I'll see what I can do. There's a mad echo out here because Wally's blasting the speaker so everyone on the highway can hear the show, I guess, because he thinks they don't have radios in their car. But put the call through. Let me see what we can do. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Okay, I don't hear anybody, so I guess don't worry about it. We'll take calls when we get back. We got to take a break. Let me just do two texts. See, you got me distracted now while you have me talking about BPL. I wanted to talk about Moody's. Anyway, we can deal with it. This says, great show as usual. Juan, I still don't understand if gas going down in the USA, how is it humanly possible gas going up in the Bahamas? Boy, I don't know. You saw they break $6 again, right? One of them. Says, good day, Juan. In explaining the BPL's reasons for the increased Bahamians should be outraged and stop accepting what they throw at us. What is the purpose of going to COP27 where the world is trying to reduce the carbon footprint and yet at home increasing the fuel charge? Visionless leaders. And you know what? I'm going to dig into COP27 tomorrow because I didn't touch it. But it's a significant development for the Bahamas. But we as the Bahamas have to, I think, having agitated for it, and now we're starting to see some results and dealing with the carbon credits thing. And I'm going to explain to you the difference between carbon credit and trading and cryptocurrency, carbon credit tokens, because I don't think there's a clear understanding of that, which it's actually really simple. But I don't think most people understand carbon credits. I feel like we've written 50 articles about it, but still there's this. I don't get it. I don't get what a carbon credit. So we're going to talk about some of that tomorrow. We're going to talk about what's going on with Top 27, how we operate moving forward. Because I don't think we just agitate for all this from these large nations and then go, well, we're just going to do the status quo that we're doing. This says, Juan, a sobering thought. Why didn't the government enter into a hedge after realizing the mistake? Are we being strong-armed by the international community to raise energy costs as agreed in Europe earlier this year to reduce energy consumption by 40% before 2023? Well, my thing is you missed your window. Right? So gas prices started going up at the beginning of the year, and it was predicted that the gas prices were going to go up from last year, and now it wouldn't make sense to enter into the hedge. Not in the way that we previously were going to. So I get the impression the PM isn't running the country. Remember, price control and minimum wage probably also came from Wilson. And also wrong, we have someone running the country who's accountable to no one. Well, you're accountable. They don't get to change price control without following the law. There's accountability. These are our elected leaders. We will have our chance to have our say at the ballot box. But until then, we do need transparency. We don't need accountability. It's only right in a democracy. That's how this thing should work. We do need to make sure that we're moving through these things carefully and that we're making sense as we move through them. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to try to get into some of what Moody's talked about when we come back from that break. Stay tuned.
Introducing the Breakfast Piggy Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
What if I told you that the future is here? That is not some magical door we walk through, but a place we create. It's home. The place where you can download a two-hour movie in seconds and stay connected to loved ones even when traveling far from home. Where internet moves at lightning speeds, smoother and more reliable than anything you've ever seen. This future-proof technology can take you to worlds that you can only imagine. The future is here. The future is home. The future is Alive Fiber.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are at Burger King, Tonic Williams, Darling Highway / Harrell Road. They got a great promotion going on. We're going to talk about that and close out the show talking about that in just a moment. But I wanted to just read a couple more of your texts. It says, we need Alfred Sears to tender his resignation. It was shown that he deliberately misled Parliament on the BPL hedge and implicated that Philip Davis may have also done the same. Now, I saw Candia did a piece on it, and I read it, and I'm going to reread it in terms of who said what when in Parliament. And we're going to go through it. I wanted to get into Moody's, but we don't have time for that. But Moody's, we'll talk about a bit tomorrow, because Moody's gets into what happened, and it's the credit outlook for November. Moody's gets into not only what happened in COP27, but only what's going on with FTX. And, of course, you know, the Bahamas has a role to play. And I also wanted to explain to you what the OECD is proposing, some of the issues with it. And what that could mean for us. But Moody's has a good breakdown of what's going on. and how we can mitigate possibly what has occurred with these crypto assets in the future. We're also going to talk to you about the hearing that's going on in Delaware. We're going to be reporting on that. And there's some other stuff we're going to be reporting also. So just before we don't have a lot of time, but just before we go, again, I'll go through CARFA maybe tomorrow, but I want to talk about COP27 tomorrow, too, before we spend every day on FTX. Of course, I'm sure people will want to get back to the shanty towns as soon as possible so we can talk about those. So just very briefly, let me just read you this article. PM, PLP got no money from FTX. Davis says the Bahamas is being unfairly characterized in the wake of FTX's collapse. This person's asking me about carbon credits and farming. We're gonna talk tomorrow. We're gonna talk tomorrow. I don't understand what you mean by farm, but we'll talk tomorrow about carbon credits as an asset that we can do debt swaps with. All right. And the crypto aspect of it as well. I saw that Pintard was asking that question, but I don't know why, where that comes from. All right. So we're going to see what happens. And I'm sure that what they're in court probably characterizing it as, I don't expect we'll come out of it cleanly as a country, because what I imagine FTX's lawyers are going to do is just characterize the Bahamas as a lawless place that doesn't follow any sort of international norms. It doesn't really have good regulation, because they're going to say whatever they can. They're not playing games. They're going to say whatever they can and point out whatever they can and frame whatever they can, however they can, in order to make sure that they can get these proceedings under their purview. And they're going to play hardball. But Brian Sims, he's no wallflower. He's no pushover. He's not going to just sit back. And this is the point. We're going to go to Burger King, our Burger King rep right now. But here's what he said. He said, I've positioned the Bahamas to be the leading jurisdiction in the digital asset space. I'm intending to keep that position. And the only thing of concern is reputational consequences, and I'm dealing with that. Now, interesting. So how are we dealing? How is he dealing with that? He says he thinks the criticism of the Bahamas in the international media is unfair. I think much of it is unfair as well. He says it's an unfair characterization. I'm not concerned about our reputation in that regard. But most of what is being said is the posturing of persons who would wish to have the liquidation under their control. So once that's settled, you'd see that everything will just blow away. I don't agree with that statement by the Prime Minister. He did say later on that there are consequences for the reputation, but I don't agree with his statement that it's just going to blow away. I don't agree with that. And I don't agree that it's just the posturing of the people in the court, because the court people are going to make us out to be bandits in the land of pirates, which, you know, they'll do whatever they can to have control over these proceedings and FTX's assets. And that's just going to be a fight that there's no really getting away from, apparently. Not with Securities Commission of Bahamas not backing down. If it were me, I'd let them go deal with it. But then there are implications for Bahamian customers and Bahamian creditors as well, and we do need to look at that. Okay. So we got we can't get into any more of that. We gotta get out of here shortly. But before we do, we want to speak with Aldira Backford about the promotion that's going on with Burger King. All over Nassau, you can win this beautiful BYD 2002 Han Lux EV. It's a vehicle's worth $75,000, and you do have a chance to win it. All right, tell us how, Aldira.
It's very easy, Juan. All you have to do is come into your favorite Burger King location, purchase your favorite breakfast or lunch combo, and upgrade to a deluxe or king, or purchase a family deal. If you purchase a deluxe combo, you will receive one ticket submission. If you do upgrade to a king combo, you have two ticket submissions, and the family deal, you're able to get three ticket submissions. So it's very, very easy. You could come in today up until December 27th to upgrade your combo and submit your ticket into the designated box on the countertops. And our drawing is December 28th.
Excellent. All right, good. So make sure that you got until December 27th to do that. And you can come in any Burger King Nassau location up to December 27th, 11 p.m. All right, a couple of things and we'll get out of here. So we've been following the FTX hearing, the bankruptcy hearing in Delaware. And it does appear that there's going to be possibly an amicable outcome between the joint provisional liquidators and the new CEO of FTX. I think maybe just a conversation was needed to be had. It does look like they'll be working things out. I don't know yet if they're going to transfer the Chapter 15 in New York to Delaware, but we'll see. All right, we will see what happens. Another text says that, isn't this a shame? All these people proposing corrective action for cryptocurrency, we're just sitting around like dodo birds saying we're innovative but not suggesting a single improvement for an industry in our backyard. What nonsense. Yeah, I haven't heard any suggestions for improvements yet. I'd be shocked if those weren't coming, but then I've been shocked before. Also, I wanted to tell you, before we get out of here, that, well, let me read this and I'll tell you. I want to say good job. It says, oil ain't at a bad price right now. Some financial minds just don't believe in certain strategies. In economics, you're either right or wrong. Very rarely do you fall in a gray area. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Some people just don't think that the hedging's worth it, and it's a sound way to do anything. So I'll say this. I got 1 minute. I'll say this. I had a great experience at Jollification over the weekend. I went on early Sunday. There was no way I was actually going to go to Jollification, but my cousin had a booth there, and my aunts told me I got to come, and my wife said, well, they said you got to come, so let's go. So I went to Jollification. They used Sand Dollar. I got my Sand Dollar wallet on Canoe. I want some more. We'll talk about this. I want some more user-friendliness with Sand Dollar in terms of a direct link from my bank account to use Sand Dollar to use it with different customers, but it was a great experience with Sand Dollar at Village Road. I want to thank E.K. Knowles Construction and the Ministry of Works for pretending that Village Road isn't a complete nightmare and making the space in front of BNT look good. It's still a nightmare now. I almost died twice on Village Road over the weekend, but it's a daily occurrence where death is inches away because they're Bahamians. And in fact, even those who aren't Bahamian, they come here and there's something about the air and there's a demonic spirit of bad driving that infects us. But I want to say I had a good experience at Jollification and the Sand Dollar worked well. I got some feedback for you, Sand Dollar, Canoe, and BNT. But we're gonna talk about that another time. But great experience overall. Burger King, register to enter. Win your Han Lux EV. BYD, up to December 27th. It's been great. Eldira, thanks so much for inviting us out. Miko, great job with Easy Car Sales information. We're out of here. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.